At 6:06, it is mostly cloudy, 52 degrees in Tulsa, storms possible later in the day, and a high of 78. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. American Airlines jets are back in the air this morning. All nationwide flights were grounded because of a computer snafu yesterday. Nate Jones was at Tulsa International trying to reschedule his flight because he needed to be in Corpus Christi.
I'm not going to get to work on time. I'm supposed to be there at 6, 7 o'clock tonight. So that's not going to happen. And he's all right with it. He's like, if you can get another flight, go ahead. If not, just go back home. So, I mean, it's not too bad.
Meanwhile, American files a reorganization plan with the bankruptcy court.
U.S. Airways began studying a potential merger with American Airlines months before American filed for bankruptcy. The news was in papers filed this week by the two companies. U.S. Airways played up the importance of the filings with the bankruptcy court in New York and the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. With these materials filed, we are one step closer to completing the merger, which we expect to occur in the third quarter of this year, U.S. Airway officials said in a memo to employees. The bankruptcy court's already signaled approval for the merger. The deal faces a few more hurdles, including approval from the Justice Department and U.S. Airways shareholders. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
When events like the Boston bombings occur, the Tulsa Police Department reviews plans to make sure that people will be kept as safe as possible here. Sergeant Les Young is in charge of special events in Tulsa.
So the police department has always looked at these events and always reevaluating our response and our operations plans for the large-scale events. We do look at our operations plan, make sure that we're addressing all the issues that we need to address.
Young says participants and spectators at large public events should stay vigilant. And if you see something suspicious, say something. The grand total for the day, 10. That's how many earthquakes we had in Oklahoma yesterday. All of the seismic events were within 50 miles of Oklahoma City. The strongest was a 4.3, the weakest a 2.8. No damage reported. The National Transportation Safety Board is out with a preliminary report on this month's plane crash at Collinsville. That crash left two men dead. The NTSB investigator Craig Hatch says there was no emergency signal from the cockpit.
The aircraft was actually on an IFR flight plan, so he's talking to the controllers. And again, what I've heard on those communications is it was just routine communications. There was no distress call.
The plane was in a shallow climb before suddenly veering right and then going into a nosedive. The plane slammed into a house, but no one on the ground was injured. The Tulsa Club gets a new owner. The once night spot for oil barons has been vacant and run down for years. Vista Property got the building for $460,000 yesterday and will convert it into downtown apartments. Oklahoma House Democrats lash out at Governor Fallon for her failure to accept Medicaid expansion. House Minority Leader Scott Inman says the governor is not just hurting the uninsured, she is also hurting the medical industry.
Our hospitals will lose significant money. Just a few examples. St. John's in Tulsa. Failure to accept federal dollars means that they will lose $153 million. Hillcrest. The Hillcrest community in Oklahoma stands to lose $237 million.
Inman says pumping that kind of money into the economy would do far more than the governor's planned tax cuts. Our weather forecast, a 50% chance of thunderstorms today and a high of 78. Tonight, strong to severe storms, down to 42 for a low. And tomorrow, the rain stays with us, much cooler, and a high of 53. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly cloudy and 52. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.